good? What's good? What's good? Rhythmic Radio. You know you're tuned in again to Conversations on the Rocks. And it's the coolest host you know, your boy Ice.
And it's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And welcome back, man. I was out for a couple weeks, but I'm back here, man. And I appreciate Tish and Los for holding down the fort and everything. Had a little vacay, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody out there. IG and Facebook and all that good stuff. And appreciate y'all for holding it down, Los.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a pleasure, man. I, like I said, I had a good co-host, the first lady of COTR Gang, who is now out herself on vacation. Hopefully she'll check in and tap in with the gang a little bit later. But other than that, man, we got a good boy JB in here. You know what I'm saying? One of our, man, he get everything rolling in.
Shout
man.
Out to JB, shout man. Out always to JB, holding
always holding it down.
Yeah, buddy. Y'all know what time it is.
Already.
Pop them tops and grab them rocks.
Yeah,
already.
I like it.
Already, man. So, yeah, with no further ado, man, let's get into it. And shout out our guest, Doe, man. He in the building with us. And we're going to get into a little interview with him. But yeah, shout out to all the team and let's get into pregame, man.
Pregame.
Salute. But yeah, man, how was your week, man? I appreciate y'all holding down. Y'all did great. Had a great episode. Shout out to Mike Ski and shout out to Tish sister with the app and everything.
Yeah, man. Look.
But how you been, man? Been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been rough, Ice. You know what I'm saying? It's been rough. Yeah, I already know, like, at my job, you know what I'm saying? Got Bama's falling out the roof, man, falling off ladders and stuff. Got into a little accident from last week. You know what I'm saying? So everything's good, but, you know, still moving on into doing some new things, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of writing and stuff like that. So out here trying to create a little something. Other than that, man, the weekend was good. Went to a pool party. Shout out to the whole family out there. I was out there with my sister Smoke. You know what I'm saying? Her grandfather's birthday, 75 years. Gotta say congratulations to that. You know what I'm saying? Pool party, good food, good people. And yeah, man.
I ain't been to a pool party yet, man. This summer.
Pool
party's always cool, man.
Well, I was the last one to get in the pool. I waited till everybody got out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let the kids splash. It was like probably shit 8 o'clock. It was a heated pool, all that stuff like that. So I waited till everybody else was out, man. Got in there, got my mind right one time. Got out. You know what I'm saying? So did it like that. How about wait? Now that you was on vacation, so how was vacation, man?
Vacation was good, man. I went out to Fort Lauderdale. I was out there for like a week, and I had a great time, man. It was well overdue, much needed. It's good to you know enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying?
From
time to time. But with COVID, it was because I love to travel, and with COVID, I ain't go nowhere. So although it was just Florida, although Florida for me, I think is probably my favorite state in America. It was great. When the water is beautiful, right on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Did a whole bunch of everything. Got a drop top. Spa day, casino, like got drunk, like watched the fireworks on the beach, like whole bunch of shit. So it was dope.
Damn, dog,
can't wait
to go
back.
You needed 2 weeks though, like you needed 2 weeks.
Nah, I mean after a week, although I was like, you know what, I gotta think of some shit where I could make this shit longer. You know what I'm saying? Or get a house out here. You know what I'm saying? So. I just know I don't gotta book nothing, nigga. It's
vacation
just,
always up your hustle. You know, every time I go on
now I'm just saying, you know, because like I was all here by myself with Latisha and her sister. So you know what I'm saying? I was trying to hold it down. Yeah. I couldn't even get no words in. Like I still got 5 jokes from last week that I'm gonna use today.
You real time, that's how it goes. Shout out to Tish, man. I'm glad that you know what I'm saying. I watched part of the episode and it felt like she was getting her bearings with her sister and shit. So
yeah, no, that was it was a good one, man.
She enjoying her
you could feel that
wherever.
Energy with
where
them.
She at? Did she say?
No, she didn't. I'm
okay,
no,
well,
yeah.
Shout
so
out
we'll
her.
Have to, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got to tap in with the game.
Well, yeah, other than that, man, everything been good. Had a good weekend. Chilling with my little one. Shout out to Isis. You know what I'm saying? She with me for the week. And she just started working with me today, which is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Her first time working ever, and she helping me make the sea moss and shit.
Okay.
So it was dope. She liked it. She didn't want me to help her after I told her how to do certain stuff. Nah, I got it. So shout out to her, man.
That's what's up. That's what it's about, man.
Congratulations.
That shit was big.
Ice, I'm on my way for that job right there. You can do good all you want to.
Shout out to everybody in the IG, man. Yeah. Showing love. But yeah, man, that's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, pregame. Let's get right into
opening shots,
man. Salute.
Salute.
Yep. And what's the first thing you want to get into opening shots, man? Because I know...
Man, you know me, man. First off, in opening shots, definitely wanted to talk about... this white guy was in this neighborhood arguing with
in New Jersey.
He was arguing with a black couple people that lived over there. Didn't really get the whole gist of what actually happened, but of course he was harassing them all in front of their house. He was being recorded. Didn't give a fuck at that time that he was being recorded.
Right.
Call them monkeys and don't know what country you came from and, you know, my name is such and such and here's my address. You can come pull up any other time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know,
he, the gangster, the G-way. He was berating his neighbors and shit who happened to be black.
But black, right. And all that stuff.
Don't come on the front porch and cursing them out. And
that's no all Bama.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's a Bama ass fool. Yeah. I seen the video.
And he's so Bama that he told everybody, whoever was recording him, his
address. Yeah, his address. So 20 minutes later,
the whole neighborhood came out in front of his house. You know what I mean? He had to get escorted out. I think he got some charges. And also charges after they escorted him, because I guess he's got some weapons charges or something else. But spewing some racial slurs to people. And come on, we in 2021. Everybody got cameras. You should know this shit gonna go viral more times than not.
But that's the only thing that changes the camera. Yeah. But I think every brother done been in a situation where you done had somebody pop off at you before, and we put in a situation, do we show him, give him what he really looking for, and then we catch the charge, but there's no consequences to that. So now the camera adds a possibility of a consequence, because it's not always going to be a consequence, only if it goes to a certain extent. So ain't nothing changed. It's just, all right, people getting it on camera now. But he got what he was looking for.
Yeah. Right. And then I hate it too, because I hate how they just look in the camera and be like, man, well, you know, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like,
because they know it's no consequences.
Exactly.
But I love the stories like this. Yeah, I do. You know what I mean? Right. Just like the barbecue Becky, when she was calling police on homie out there for barbecuing, you know what I mean? And then the next weekend, they had a Black History Month block party. It looked like a motherfucking old school. What's the shit in Atlanta they used to have? Freaknik? Old Freaknik at that joint. But I love when that is the response, you know what I mean? Because we need more responses like that and more support of one another.
Yeah.
So shout out to the people in New Jersey and shit. The next story we want to get into is our home girl, you know what I'm saying, Shikari Richardson, you know what I'm saying, Olympic athlete who everybody knows, you know what I mean, she got disqualified for smoking marijuana, you know what I mean, and there's a lot of sides to the story, and people feel a lot of ways. Of course, I am a marijuana advocate, so I'm all for marijuana. I don't know, like, I'm only against drugs if it's making you cheat. If it's making you, is it, if it's enhancing you, make
drugs
you faster,
or marijuana?
Exactly. That's
Let me excuse myself. I'm only over anything that they deem as drugs that will enhance their performance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like if it's just weed, like especially like with weed, that shit ain't gonna help you a lot of times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. That shit gonna slow you down.
Exactly. See, that was my thing. So, y'all mad that this high-ass girl beat y'all in a 100-yard dash?
She was smoking that rocket, girl. She was smoking that rocket.
You know what I'm saying? If anything, shorty took the fuck over. Like you said, it's not an enhancement drug. Like, if anything, it should have slowed her down. Or if anything, but maybe you motherfuckers should start smoking with her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have to relax on the weed laws for athletes. Because they quick to pump an athlete full of all kind of medicine. They quick to get you a painkiller. They quick to get you cortisone in your bones and in your...
Right.
So, These athletes are choosing a more natural way to supplement their healing. Right. So they're going to have to relax on that.
Now, the other part of this story that got on my nerves was the Australian reporter who put in there and said, well, I noticed her long fingernails and her long hair. Some of that results into taking steroids.
Oh, yeah, I remember you told me that.
Though I did the same thing when I read it. I said, so now you just fishing for anything to get on her. First of all, you dumbass, them nails is fake as fuck. Yeah, let's start there.
You know what I'm saying? Little bundle action.
You know what I'm saying? That bundle action is probably fake as fuck. And the first thing you could say was her nails and hair is strong, so she's on steroids.
But that just shows that somebody who don't know the culture, they don't know what they're talking about. They just making sounds out of their mouth.
Man, come on, man. That's stupid. But then she also said, they also said that Sha'Carri Richardson had just lost her biological mother a couple of days before this race happened. So she was trying to cope with some things. Again, she could have been taking anything else besides this. She could have really went wild. She could have, you know what I mean, off the deep end. Did a, what's the bra that hit the bitch when they was on the skating rink and shit? She could have did one of those moves. You know what I'm saying? But she went and smoked some weed, relaxed herself and got her mind together, and now y'all suspended for that. I think she should still be able to race, because like I said, this weed should have slowed her down, so you slow motherfuckers can't beat this high motherfucker on some weed, man. Hey, you might want to start smoking some of that shit, for real.
I mean, I understand the fact that there's rules in place. She didn't follow them, so she's disqualified. I get that. So I'm not really campaigning for the let her race. But what I am campaigning for, what I do think, is that they need to observe those rules.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they quick to pump them full of medicine, and these people are using this instead of medicine to heal their body.
If you get an injury, they are ready to pop.
Yeah, they're gonna give you cortisone, they're gonna give you Vicodin, they're gonna give you Percocet to get through.
Yeah.
And these people are like, nah, I'm just gonna smoke and
it'd be easy. Yeah. I feel you on that.
Shout out to Sha'Carri, man. I hope that, you know what I mean, she's back in 4 years and we see an amazing story and shit. But Olympics, y'all gotta switch that shit up, man. I think the NBA this season just stopped testing for marijuana and shit. So shout out to them, man.
But hockey and baseball wasn't testing for years. So, you know, that's another conversation to be had.
Yeah. That shit is silly.
True shit.
Well, yeah, man. with that being said, man, we about to jump right into entertainment update, man. And salute to everybody out there. This segment is sponsored by Eversmith Organics. Eversmith Organics.com. Check us out. Best sea moss on the planet. Best tasting sea moss. Many, many, many benefits. It boosts your energy, boosts your stamina in the bedroom, sexual health, all that good stuff. It's a lot. It's organic, and it's made. I actually make it every day. So, you know what I mean? Tap in. It's black-owned and woman-owned. So, tap in to Eversmith Organics. You know what I'm saying? And we number one on Amazon, by the way.
Hey.
But with entertainment update, I know last week you said you couldn't get a word in, Los. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, man, I ain't get to really talk like that. You know,
they say folks. Bill Cosby got out of jail.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, man. Bill Cosby got out of jail. What I wanted to touch on that is, once again, I am not for any man raping or taking advantage of any woman whatsoever. What I'm saying? Once she says no, the word is no. My only opinion about this was just like, and I tried to ask, I guess I touched on it a little bit, but the fact that they took so long to come out and really say it. Now, again, I guess because I'm not a victim, you know, you never know what's going to trigger you off and make you, you know, traumatized. Because, you know, Bill at one point was trying to get NBC. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of these females worked at NBC, heard he's about to become a boss, triggered them off, now they got to say something. Me, personally, think that was just a little too long. Like, if you was okay with it just this long, like, Bill been walking around NBC, slow.
Yeah, I mean,
he been around there.
Right. Sometimes, you know what I mean? And I wasn't there. I know it's probably a lot of wild shit going on. And a lot of wild shit was going on that people was turning a blind eye to at the, you know what I'm saying, at the same time.
Right.
Not to say that it was right or wrong, but that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times with us, like a Michael Vick or whomever, we get castrated or like a sacrificial lamb, even more so than comparatively our white counterparts.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
It was a lot of other people who got some similar, like, wild shit. Comedians, music.
Charlie Sheen. Wow, and they ain't do nothing to him.
Music, Hollywood moguls and shit, and that shit gets swept under the rug and shit. But I know that Felicia Rashad, who's now at Howard, she responded, or she said something to the light of...
She did.
Like, yeah, they unrighted some wrongs that were needed to be righted. And then Fresh Prince, the first Aunt Viv, OG Aunt Viv, she got on her ass.
Honestly, I didn't really take offense to Felicia Rashad's remarks. I mean, for one, I think she was just speaking from the term of, you know, how she knew Bill. She worked with this dude for years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure she felt that type of way. I'm pretty sure she felt bad for the victims, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, I mean, look how they did his case. Now, he was given a deal and really wasn't even supposed to get no time, but a judge overruled that by himself, threw him in there, and then he's got it over, you know, overturned. So, I think, you know, the first half of it, I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Yes, a man came home on me because he did admit to some of that shit that he did. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I get where that's coming from. But at the same time, I mean, y'all still could have got justice from him just telling the truth.
Yeah, nah, it was a wild story, man.
And you know what I mean?
It was a lot of women that came out, you know what I mean, various years. I don't know whether it's good or bad to see him out, you know what I mean, because I wasn't there. But I just hope that, you know what I mean? He used his time wisely, and you know, who knows? He might come out with something. He might talk. You know what I mean? He might go on a speaking tour. Nigga's still funny. You know what I mean? You ever see the video? He's walking out, and the camera caught him, and he would like duck back or something at the camera and shit when he was like, yo. He's still funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and he's still a pioneer, regardless in comedy and really black culture and shit.
Well, he's definitely got a lawsuit against the state for this and everything like that. Hoping just for something good to turn out of that, you know what I mean? Because he was done wrong. I mean, he went in and admitted his faults, you know what I'm saying? He went and got a lawyer, so he really wasn't trialed the right way, you know
what
I mean?
That's the legal system for us, exactly, a whole bunch of loopholes, and if you know how to use them, then you use them to your advantage.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And also, what we didn't get to talk about in entertainment, I know, Ice, you got to see it.
Yeah.
was the Versus. The Versus
Keith
battle.
Sweat, Bobby Brown. That shit was entertaining, man.
Letitia said she wasn't watching and she just couldn't get past.
I don't know why she don't watch. I fuck with the Versus. A lot of them jokes I fuck with. This Lil Bow Wow joint was entertaining to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was entertaining.
Their music catalog didn't age that well, but it was still funny because they both trolled.
This one was funny.
Yeah.
Keith Sweat drunk as fuck.
Off the Ciroc.
Okay, and Bobby, man, over there trying to do one of them old dances like he had back then, man. You know what I'm saying? But their catalog was good. Like I said, man. I'm an 80s baby. You can't tell.
Keith Sweat was like, God damn.
Yeah,
doing it.
Hey,
you know what I
but
mean?
To hear him singing with his drunk ass, I was like, Oh, Keith, let it go. Even Bobby was running out of breath. Right. He was like, and just let the crowd sing for a minute. Then he get back and do a little dance. If y'all don't sit y'all old asses down,
dog.
Good
to see though, man. It was
that's
a beautiful
good for
thing
the legacy,
to see.
Though.
Yeah, for the culture. That one was good.
Who y'all want to see? You know what I'm saying? You always got to jump into the Versus bag.
Hey, man.
Who y'all want to see next?
Who do I want to see?
I just told me in the car, she said she want to see Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim. I said, I don't think that would ever happen.
That is?
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to happen.
You think them two?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
I got Nicki doing it. I think it's going to take some time. They probably just got to throw a little bit more money because they probably both acting like, well, probably Nicki, if anything.
Trying to wait and see.
Trying to see. Me personally, man, that's funny. I was just thinking about this today. Damn, I forgot the motherfucking drink.
Wu Tang versus Bone or Outkast versus.
Who do you put Outkast? How long?
No.
I don't even believe you said that. Come on, man. We've been talking about this for the last 2 seasons. Who do you put Outkast up against?
It's hard to put somebody up. So it's hard because their range is crazy.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're just thinking about like who came up in their era, it's got to be like a Ball and G. Really, I want Ball and G versus UGK. I think that's what the world wants.
I said that last week, actually. Yeah. I said that last week. That'd be mean.
You know.
That'd be mean. Oh, I said Scarface and Bun B. I said Scarface and Bun B.
Right. And they get to bring in their
Yeah. You talking about the South. Like, if you ain't heard the South, this one, when you brought up Cash Money versus No Limit, I think that'd have been, that would be, yeah. That would be good.
Now, Mac just got out of jail, too. That would be a good one.
I guess you got to do, like, you know, I would do definitely, like, a 3-6 and maybe, like, a Hot Boys or a TRU.
Yeah, but they's going against Cash Money. How are you going to do double bubble?
No, I'm just saying either one. I think 3-6, either, like, TRU can go against TRU or 3-6.
Some big South click, man. Hopefully they do something.
3-6, it need to be Paul and Juice versus Lil Jon. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that would be crazy, right?
Yeah. Because they the producers of the situation.
That would be crazy.
I'd love to see that one.
Damn. Okay. I don't know. Doja's kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to figure something out. I noticed, like, a couple months ago when they released the calendar of verses and shit, they only let select dates known. And I haven't seen any more updates since. Yeah. So I guess they just kind of trying to surprise people and shit. But shout out to them for that, because that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, man. One more thing I want to talk about in entertainment. Well, it's not entertainment, but it's entertaining to me.
Yeah.
Richard Branson becoming the first billionaire in space on his own spaceship.
Yeah.
Okay? Saw this on Instagram the other night. Not even going to lie.
Virgin Mode, dog, like this man
got that cake. Yeah. Like, if y'all don't know nothing about him, the first time I remember him, this is back in the days when they was doing MTV Cribs. Yeah. That Bama had his own fucking island at that time, like, and was letting people come rent it out. Mariah Carey rents it out. Just hey, so to see him up there in space in his own spaceship, That's big.
I think that's one of his dreams. He's been wanting to do.
Yeah, he definitely, because you could tell in the video he was very happy. Me personally, me and Ice were talking about this on the way over here. So many things can go wrong with this, right? Like, I just see this shit going totally fucking wrong all the way. I'm not with it. First off, who do you even trust to navigate this motherfucker up there? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people can go?
Yeah.
I was just telling Ice, you know, you got motherfuckers right now just even trying to open the door on fucking planes in the air. Bruh. So now you got Karen freaking the fuck out because Bill forgot to get the cat. Now she want to open up in space. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let maybe hundreds of millions of people check it out, try it out before I get up there.
I'm gonna kick it right here. Mix y'all inherit the earth.
You know what I mean?
So y'all go ahead and do that.
And then look though, here go my other thing. How expensive is this motherfucking trip here to go out?
Well, you see, it's only the super ballers who race into space. It's Bezos, homeboy from Tesla, and Virgin Motor. They're the only ones who got enough chicken to even fathom that.
Shit, Jay-Z be on there. Him and Beyonce dip out. We took Blue and the Twins out there. I'm out of space. I'm not going. You going, though? I ain't going. What about you? Ice, you going? JB, you going?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know why?
Huh.
Just so I can say I was high as gas.
Hey, real life.
Yeah, y'all gonna be high out there.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
Somebody's going to pass out of that jump. Like,
And ain't anything weightless. Yeah, so right. Motherfuckers so been drunk early.
Oh,
early just floating.
Could you see
the air.
That though? Everybody drunk up there.
Don't
be up there with your baby mama. I told your stupid ass. That's the baby. What the fuck? You just gonna throw my baby in space like
that? I said, bitch.
You a fool, man. Yo. Well, yeah, man. With no further ado, man, let's get into last call.
Last call.
Shout out to Rhythmics Radio, man. Everybody out there tuned in. If you're not, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. IG, Facebook, YouTube. Just type in Conversations on the Rocks. Or just type it in your Googles. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a Google machine. So,
bullshit.
But yeah, make sure y'all and shout out to everybody on the IG. Everybody was giving a, somebody said 3-6 Yo Gotti.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, shout out.
There's a little bit of beef there.
Right.
Gotti got to go against Dolph. That's who he need to go against.
That's who he needs.
Like a Jeezy Gucci joint, right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, that Jeezy Gucci joint was kind of, for a second, it looked like it was going to go left.
Hey.
For 1 second, I was like.
Gucci disrespectful in the motherfucker, but that's a G right there. That's a real, you know what I mean? That's a real G right there.
Wap a dog for real, but that's a direct correlation of like two men who started in the same place but went different paths, still gained success, but went on a different side of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wap went to jail.
Right, right.
He still bossed up.
Yeah.
Came home, put on his men. Snow ain't really had as much success putting on other people, but he still maintained his legacy. Yeah. Now, if you look at the end of the day, like who's had the better career, even though Wap sat down, he probably still had a better career. But he carried it like a dog, so it's like the bigger man, the people who like, oh, he
gonna let his nuts hang.
Jeezy was the bigger man. And there's some people who dogs are just like, nah, man, he swung on him.
Speaking of all of that, like you.
Shout out to Doe.
Shout out to Doe, because this is our guest. You've been around the music, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, man. Like, shit, your trap record is, you know what I'm saying, it's just, I mean, it's very well known around here, around the whole DMV, the Whippers, man. Like, I can't lie. You know, from the group to your solo to just you moving, man. Just for anybody that has just been blind and underneath a rock, I don't know which rock it is. It ain't ours, because we talk about it at 8 o'clock on Monday nights on Conversations on the Rocks, Rhythmics Radio. So, though, go ahead. For anybody that doesn't know who you are and just don't know anything, man, let them know what you're doing out here, man.
Man, for y'all who don't know, DOE, Dollars Over Everything. Your hustler's favorite hustler. Yeah. Your rapper's favorite rapper.
All right.
You know, Mr. Get It Out the Mud himself. As Lo said, man, you know, I've been in the music scene and the DMV for a long time. Now branching out into some business scenes as well. So, we got a lot, lot of stuff.
We're going to
get into. A lot of motion right now.
Yeah. So let me know about the group, man. Where y'all started off, how y'all started, because the first time I heard about y'all, y'all were down there in Woodbridge at the little Mexican place, BET. It came down for the Source cover and everything. So I was definitely there. Y'all definitely put on a hell of a performance. But let them know though, like let them know y'all niggas really been doing this though, man.
Man, we have. Funny thing is, like, we started a little bit before that. Shout out to AWAX, or AKA Uncle Pressure right now, my man out here putting in work. But AWAX had a big part of us coming together officially.
Okay.
Me and the guys, me, Snake, Swift, Zoe, and our homie Cheeto, who ended up being our manager, we all was in the mix together. We was in the streets together. And we would be on the block and be rap freestyling. Snake always been a rapper. You know what I'm saying? As long as I ever known Snake, he been a rapper. He dressed like a rapper, walked, talked like a rapper. Whenever Snake around, we got introduced through one of the mutual homies, JT. Shout out to my man, JT. We start freestyling. So then when we back in the hood, we freestyle together.
Right.
Swift, Zoe, all of them jump in. We always talked about, man, we should make a group together.
But it
never really came to it. I'm down in Petersburg when I went to college. AWAX down there too. He always been a businessman, moving and shaking. He coming to me with a proposal. Though, I'm trying to sign you to my record label. Like, what? Yeah, I just started a record label. I'm trying to sign you to my record label. At that time, you know, I'm full-fledged in the streets, neck deep with my guys. And at that time, you know, we in it so thick, we like, man, if I can't ball with my men, then I don't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's pretty much what I told Wax, man, I'm willing to do it, but if I can't have my men with me, then I don't want to do it. He said, man, go get your men. So
there you go.
That's how we officially started. We was down in Richmond in the studio getting it in. And then we brought it back home. Once we brought it back home, we linked up with Krankenstein, my man C, out Maryland. And he gave us that UMVA sound. That's what turned the corner for us. We was making music and getting our bearings. We always lyricists and could spit.
Right.
Once we linked up with my man C, Krankenstein, he gave us that UMVA sound. We put our first project out, Violence and Anna. And that's when, you know, it caught on fire. You know, yeah, the rest
yeah,
is history.
Yeah, man. I definitely, like I said, man, definitely remember that. Also, like I said, even remember when y'all went off and did y'all solo, John. I remember the first video you had put out. You had this one video, man. I was cranking that, John. Matter of fact, I think you was off in college. You had came home and did that, John. You did that around Petersburg because you was in, like, the apartments and all that shit, okay, like that. Blowing.
Now, that was Woodbridge Apartment. Oh, dog. Yeah. That was in the, that was in the turf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kush Talk, was, man. That was my first single, man. And
yeah, that was my shit, that Kush Talk, John. Then that Super Loud. I still bump Super Loud. I still bump that, John.
Man,
my Amigos, all that, John. Yeah. Mama said, man.
That's the
like,
one
all,
for me.
Yeah.
I be random places and people come to me talking about Super Loud.
Super Loud was that one. I'm not going to lie to you. Super Loud, like, you know, you put out some hits. I ain't going to fake, but that Super Loud, like, for real, it felt like it was just bangers all the way through that joint, man. Real talk.
So, speaking of music, like, I'm just interested to know, like, what were some of your top musical influences, you know what I mean, just musically? Because not only because you rap, like, you know, used to do the Go-Go's and that, and talented in that way, but also you nice with instruments. You just, you know what I mean? So what are just overall, would you say, if you had to name top five, it don't have to even just be rap, just musical influences and shit.
Top five, man. If I'm being 100% honest, my first musical influence was Michael Jackson. As a kid, I was the little one. My mother didn't bring in the living room. I'm busting it. You know what I'm saying? But
powerful.
After, you know, mature a little bit, LL Cool J.
Okay.
My father is always been a rap head. He influenced me listening just because he was listening to it. It ain't like he rap. He never rap or none of that. He loved music. We always had the little music corner where he had his situation set up. Even when we lived in the P's, he still had his little stereo and but he used to, I remember when he used to pick me up from preschool, banging LL Cool J and Salt and Pepper. So that kind of put me in. That song exactly. Nobody could rock quite like I can. So I'm listening to L spitting, and you know, rap was jive new at that time.
I was
probably like 5 or 6, he picking me up from preschool or whatever, but I'm still understanding it. So L was a big influence. And then I grew up a little bit and get into some real rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pop started playing Short Dawg around me.
Okay.
Hey, short
and Scarface. Yeah. But then who really caught my ear at that time was Ice Cube.
Okay.
Just because of his content.
Yeah.
Now, it was a lot of people spitting. Now, Cube was spitting G shit. He was spitting political shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was spitting just everyday life
dropping
shit.
Them gems and shit.
You know what I'm saying? It was just... Today Was a Good Day is one of the most iconic songs ever. That's like the Seinfeld of rap because it was just about my day. You know what I'm talking about? But everybody in the world, every one of us, it was something part
of
his day that you felt
like.
Yeah,
you were like,
triple double,
shorty with the L,
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah.
Shit, I wasn't even in the 12th grade. That was my picked up a girl, bitch.
Yeah,
I hit the 12th grade.
That
was my shit, you know what I'm talking about? But Q was a huge influence. And then, you know, after, you know, I got a little bit more mature, then came Scarface. I really gravitated to Face. And then it just became the variety because rap was starting to change. So you start hearing Bone Thugs. I remember my sister played Bone Thugs for me for the first time. You got to hear this.
Yeah.
Playing that junk. She recorded the music video.
Yeah, right.
And then played it back for me when I got in the house.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what the f-? That shit to me was like, I'm locked in, like, man, these niggas are spitting off the fast shit. Like, I ain't never heard nothing like that.
Right.
You see, my brother was a huge New York rap head, so I'm playing Bone, and he's
so
like,
he wasn't even,
what the fuck is that?
All right.
Can't even understand that
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But then he ended up, one of his best friends is from Cleveland, and he ended up getting, you know, gravitating towards it. But when it first came out, that was like my twist. But, you know, Pac and Biggie, and then Biggie came along. Once Biggie came along, that was my guy.
Yeah,
and then UGK. I can't forget about them.
Yeah. I feel you on that, man. That's dope.
So, earlier you mentioned, you know what I mean, we came up humble beginnings, you know what I mean, did the music, and now you have a couple businesses. And can you kind of jump into them? I know one of them for sure, you actually helped. You came to the crib when I just bought a new crib, and your cleaning service and shit, and looked out. So shout out to that. But you also have a trucking company and shit.
Absolutely.
So can you kind of dive into with those businesses?
Man, and it all kind of goes hand in hand with music. Everybody knows me for music and knows me for rap. Y'all who really, really know me know that I'm just a hustler. You know, I'm trying to get 100%. To it. But one thing I learned while in the rap game and bumping rubber shoulders with rappers who people look up to or I realized that everybody ain't got it like it looked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see so-and-so in the video, and he, but when you see him in person, he a little bit more humble, and he not as as you think. And then when you start doing shows and booking shows and seeing people's prices and like, oh, we got him here for a couple dollars. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't really that. Yeah. Or we made this, or our section is right next to so-and-so. They gave us the same bottles as they gave them. You know what I'm saying? So you start realizing, like, it ain't as... It's honestly really the top 10 or top 15 rappers that's really, really eating. Right. So you start realizing the other rappers have businesses. You take that, rap is just a big commercial for your personal brand. 100%. And then you use that and create other things that'll gravitate that audience to your brand. So honestly, I started the commercial cleaning and residential cleaning business.
Yeah.
And I thought of this in college when I was graduating. I said, I'm going to start a business.
Oh, damn.
Just so I can
know it was that old.
Yeah.
Idea. Okay.
I just said I'm gonna start a business so I can learn business.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about running a business, and I know that it's one of those things that you kind of got to be in it to learn it.
Right.
So I said I'm gonna start a cleaning business because it's low overhead. It's real easy to start. I got with two of my guys that I was in motion with, you know what I'm saying, in the mix with, and I said, look, we done got this dirty money together. Let's get some clean money.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they was right on time with it because they was like, man, this, we need to transition, and we were just growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So came my cleaning company.
Okay.
And then I used that to learn business, learn payroll, learn processes, learn compliance, learn taxes, learn loans, learn all of that. You know, it's so much involved with really running a business and really being an entrepreneur.
Right.
And people who've been in the mix, they know that stuff.
Right.
You know supply and demand. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know that you know it.
Yeah.
So I used the cleaning business to learn that. Lucrative business, low overhead. And then happened to be in the right place, right time. Got a cleaning business, and then coronavirus.
Right,
hits.
No boy.
You know what I'm talking about? Now people paying you $1,000 to wipe off the light switches and the doorknobs, and I'm here for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for that.
I got somebody
that can come through whenever you need it.
That's
So that was the mix. So then the trucking situation, that was an old thought, too. Most of the time with me, it's something I plant a seed early, and then I let it grow.
Yeah,
you know? So I started the trucking company because I already knew, like, being 100% transparent, I'm working a corporate America job. I hate it. But, you know, I'm smart enough to do it and whatever. I got the credentials.
Exactly.
They closed down the company, healthcare company. They closed the joint down. They said, you can move to Texas or you can stay here and we'll give you, you know, we'll give you 6 months severance or whatever. Right. I said, fuck it. Just give me the 6 months pay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to figure something else out.
Right.
So I'm debating, do I want to go back into corporate America? I already got the cleaning business bunking, and I'm like, what's my next move?
Right.
So I tell myself, I'm going to start something where they can never fire me again. You know what I'm saying? Well, not fire me. I can't get laid off. Something that won't go out of style, never.
Right.
So I start looking at, I literally Googled the top performing or money make lucrative businesses or situations in America.
Hmm.
And trucking was in the top one. Now, my wife is a realtor, and she's a very successful realtor, one of the best in our area.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Goody Two Stilettos.
What's up, baby? Shout out to her.
She was in the IG. Shout out to her.
She will be here as well. She will be here.
She get busy with the real estate. Straight shock. Real live. So I'm like, ain't no need for me to get into that. We into that already. You know what I'm saying?
Together,
we're into that. But I need to bring something else. You know, I'm trying to bring a diversified portfolio, our situation.
Right.
So trucking seemed like the most... The easiest situation for me. I already had a CDL license and
okay.
Like I said, I planted the seed and that was really a situation. I was going to trial and I needed to make it look good for the judge, so I went and got a CDL.
Right.
But it was still planting the seed. I already knew later on down the line I could use this to get some money.
Yeah,
so, you know, then come the trucking business. My family, my dad is one of like 10 boys and half of my family worked for Metro. My granddad, all of them got CDL. So I'm like, yeah, I might as well keep the party going. But me, I'm over boss, so I don't necessarily want to drive. So I'm going to start a company and, you know, and put on.
Ain't no wrong with that.
But not even that. For real, my situation, I'm trying to specialize in hiring felons. I'm a felon, so I understand. It didn't get in the way for me
as much
as a lot of people would have thought it was. But you just got to be a shark and know how to maneuver.
Right.
But one thing that I do know is a lot of felons out here that have more skills than some of the people getting hired.
Exactly.
They are harder workers than some of the people getting hired,
yep.
And they just don't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
So and they struggle to take care of their families just because nobody will give them
a shot. Yeah.
So I want to be the person to give them a shot. So
man, shout out to you for that. And so. You mentioned two businesses, the cleaning business and the trucking business. How can, what are the names of the businesses? And if somebody out there was listening in a Rhythmist radio, because we in Switzerland, you know what I'm saying, Japan, yeah, we all hey, over all America.
Let's go cleaning hey, over there one time. Hey,
contact you and contact those businesses.
Absolutely. Like you said, use your Google machine, CMB. Like Clean Money Boys, CMB okay. Industries. Okay. Put it right in your Google. It'll come up. Give us our contact. We do have a website information. Okay. We can give you a quote. We do commercial and residential cleaning. Okay. We recently stepped into the realm of Airbnb turnovers.
Oh,
shit. So, you know, it's money wow. there, too. It's, you know, hustle going to find it, a way bro. To eat. You know what I'm talking about?
I love it, man.
What about homegirl? Shout out to Emma. She told me something like 10 years ago. She said it just being funny, but it stuck with me. She said, you know, everybody always told me, you know, she always tell my friends, you got to be a shark. You got to be a shark. She said, well, why I got to be a shark? She said, because sharks always eat. I said, man, that's the realest thing I ever heard. So ever since then, that's always been my mindset. You just got to be a shark, and you find a way to eat. So,
I love that.
So how long? How big is the company now? How big is the cleaning company now since you started off with that first? It was something, and now you got the trucking business. So where you at now? How big is the company now?
Well, first, let me shout out my trucking company, too, before I forget. Oh. Lojo Transportation. Lojo is short for Halo Jones. That's my daughter's okay. name. Okay. So, recently okay. had a daughter. Shout out to her. She's 9 months old. My beautiful baby girl.
Happy Father's Day on the
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day, too.
I appreciate you. So, that was a part of the inspiration, too. Started the trucking company so I can make a legacy for her. Okay. Use my, you pay her payroll straight out the till. 12.5 a month. So, 12.5 a year, which totally write off. Take that, put that in that IRA.
That's split between you and your wife, right?
No,
that goes straight to her because that's her name.
Yeah, it goes straight to her.
I thought it was $6,000 and shit.
No, 12.5 a year. You could pay your kids, and it's completely a tax write off. If you and you're hustling, yeah. you know, we'll talk more off air. Yeah. Throw that in the IRA. Okay. Keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. You got to put it in there for a little bit of time. She'll have $1 million by the time she's 21. And that's the goal is to have her set up with that A1 800 credit score and $1 million and just take the world by your oyster, you know?
Exactly.
But the cleaning company is kicking off, man. It's been kicking off. I've been in business for 3 years. I got contracts with, you know, large companies like AAA. Right. I've done contracts with, like, Minilands and La Petite.
Okay.
You know, it's endless. Like I said, now we moving into the realm of more residential and doing some Airbnb turnovers. So the one thing about, like I said, when Corona hit, it left it wide open. I have contracts with, like, salons and barbershops and places where it's going to be people no matter what. And everybody just wants to be safe from the virus. So, we took that opportunity. We have the chemical sprays and we have the correct chemicals to eliminate the virus. And we promote that and we use that to get chicken.
Well, I definitely like it, man, because, like I said, me and Ice, you know what I'm saying, we known you from school, you know what I'm saying, we all know a little bit of each other's past, you know what I'm saying, of just crossing, and like I said, I mean, I was just meeting you just that year, you know what I'm saying, myself, but you know what I'm saying, we had linked up here and there, knew about you rapping, then like you said, you went off to school, came back, the group was popping, you know what I'm saying, and now you're doing this, so I really just want to shout out to, like, for everybody out there, even for, like, that dude in the street or whatever, like, they're like, it's okay to go ahead and take that money and put
Absolutely.
It elsewhere.
Yeah. And that's actually my next move, man, and I don't want to, you know, talk too much about it, but I'm going to just keep it a buck. Right. My next move, I want to start either a podcast or a YouTube channel. I'm going to call it Bless the Trap. And I wanted to focus on transitioning from getting that dirty money over to clean money.
Right.
I remember being in a situation having money and not knowing what to do with it. Yeah. And I got other homies who still in that situation. And when you get a certain amount of money, it becomes dangerous because the money could get you locked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's like, what do you do with that money to legitimize yourself? How do you take that money and make that into legacy money where your kids can eat?
Yeah.
You know, burying money in a yard that's old.
That shit like mold.
You know what I'm saying? That stashing money in your mom and your grandma's attic, that's old. That's putting your mom and your grandma at risk. As soon as somebody find out they running in there.
Right.
So just, let's be smart about it. Let's do things with our money where we can put it in the bank and leave it to our kids and create legacies, create businesses. So that's where my mindset is at now. And you know, something that it's a work in progress because I'm going through it myself. You know what right. I'm saying? I'm completely out the streets 100% and have been for a while.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to get that misconstrued.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still figuring out ways and still, you know, learning stuff myself. So that's my next chapter. I want to, you know, transition right. into that.
Now, like I said, man, we are, you know, giving flowers when they do. Why everybody's still here, you know what I'm saying? That's been my new thing lately. A lot of us is just gone. Yeah. And just really just want to say, like, bruh, don't nobody else salute you and just, you know what I'm saying, ain't proud of you as long along with your family and everything. My nigga, we salute you. We proud of you.
You already know, like, a lot of the way I was right there, shotgun or seeing right, from, you know what I'm saying? So like, man, salute. You know what I mean? I know we all been through a lot, but also to see, you know what I mean? You know, man, I hear it all the time or every day and shit. So, you know what I mean? What you doing is like an inspiration to a lot of people on these airwaves and on this social media and just the people who you don't even know who's watching. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man.
So,
I appreciate it.
But yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And that one tidbit of not only are you looking for drivers, but specifically felons, like, that's big, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for doing that. I got like one or two more questions before we get out of here and shit. And I'm gonna hit you with this one. Like, what is one thing that you would, one piece of advice you would give to your 20-year-old self?
Oh, I like that.
To my 20-year-old self, invest as early as possible.
Yeah.
Because money in the bank, money sitting to the side is worthless. You're going, it's going to lose, it's going to depreciate, or you're going to do something with it that's not going to be lucrative. So invest as early as possible, and don't waste no time.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like as a youngin', I felt like I was never going to die. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You feel invincible. You feel like you're never going to die.
Time's going to be here forever.
Yeah, then you get in a situation, you almost die. That's when life really starts, because you're like, damn, I almost died, you know?
Yeah.
Then you're like, nah, I got to stop bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So if I had to go back and talk to my 20-year-old self, that, you know, my mindset was right because I always was a hustler and I always had a good heart.
Right.
So I would just tell myself, don't waste no time. And when you do get some chicken, invest it, you know what I'm saying? And put yourself in a better position for when you're 30, when you're 40.
That's real. I like that.
You got it. What else you got? You got anything, big homie?
Nah, man. Honestly, I didn't have anything too much, man. Like I said, I just wanted to just shout you out, man. Like, you really been out here doing your thing, man. I just seen your progression, and you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we know the family, so it's good to see you and wifey and the little one, man, and seeing what y'all doing. Y'all looking real good, man, and we know you personally. Like you said, you are a good dude, man. Always had a good heart, and you definitely a motherfucking hustler, and can't take that away from me at all, my guy. You know what I'm saying?
And I love that statement of, man, like, you want to make it, but you want to get it with your brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can't ball together. I don't even want to play.
Man, nah, you know what I'm saying? So much more fun when you do, man. So to see like in those coming stages, those humble beginnings when we was in high school, even middle school. You know what I'm saying? And I remember almost vividly. You know what I'm saying? This one time we were shooting dice. Me, you, Mac, Montana. I think two was out there. You know what I'm saying? We're at Henderson and shit, and we shooting dice and. They're out here rapping. I even knew it then. This is probably like it was eighth, and I was in eighth grade, going to ninth grade. It's like, this thing is one of the nicest I ever, you know what I'm saying? Heard,
well,
you know what
it,
I'm saying? I knew it then.
I remember it like
so every time I hear him rapping, people catch him running, people funny, around, people be like, ooh, I'm like, hey,
cause I used to the one introduced me to you, and I think we was around your way off of Cardinal, and we was over there. And I think you was just getting done. This was our senior year, because that was our senior year. And I think you was just getting done with the football. We was out there. And I remember telling Ice, I was like, you know, nigga, I rap. He's like, man, my man, throw rap. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas are. He be like, oh,
right, whatever.
Let's see what this is, right? So, luckily, at first, I ain't going to lie. Like, I was thinking about myself. Like, man, shit, the beat was already on. I was like, I should just go ahead and jump in there, show niggas what I do. I said, man, I go ahead and let homie go ahead and do his thing. And I remember, though, bringing out that motherfucking notepad. The nigga was going through that joint. Then he said, the nigga said a nice-ass line, like, no bullshit in here, reference to, like, football defense, but you said something real smooth. And I remember The beat had stopped. He said, man, did y'all hear that? And he said it again. I was like, damn, I hope ain't nobody paying attention because that was mean as fuck. That nigga killed. I look over. I just like, man, you gonna rap? I'm like, you know what, man? We gotta get home right now. Like, I ain't even bring my notepad. I didn't know we was bringing notepads and shit.
Man, it's always love. Niggas used to try to get me to battle. I done battled so many niggas. Yeah. I'm not a battle rapper. I just like to rap. Good I rap, love yeah. music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But now, That's funny as shit. Humble beginnings, man. Good to see everything now. Before we get out of here, again, how can everybody get in contact with you? You know what I'm saying? As well as your businesses. Maybe they got something they want to get shipped or truck somewhere, or they need to get a house or Airbnb cleaned out there.
Hey, so if you want to get in contact with me personally for anything music related, my Instagram is doshow_OGE. DOE2385@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in contact with me. In contact with me, very responsive. For anything related to the cleaning company, you can Google CMB Industries. That's again CMB Industries. We all over the place. We service the DMV area right now. Hit us up. We'll give you a quote. Anything trucking related, Lojo Transportation Incorporated. So LOJO Transportation Incorporated. You can Google us as well. You know, we service the entire 50 states, so hit us up. We'll get a quote, man. You know, let's get this money together.
Man, did y'all hear that, man? He just shouted out like 50 million businesses and shit.
Hey, man. I gotta get this bill. I'm already a billionaire. I just gotta pick it up.
I ain't even mad at that, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get it, man.
You got anything before we close out, Ice?
Yeah, I do, man. I'm gonna leave everybody out there. Shout out to Rhythmics Radio, man. Shout out to JB on the board.
Shout out to y'all, man. Conversation on the Rocks, man.
Appreciate it.
The big dog, man.
Thank you for motherfucking coming through,
yeah,
man.
No doubt, man.
And inspiring everybody out there on the airwaves.
Definitely. Ralph Ross at United Society, my man Tone Caliona. What's up, cuzzo? I seen y'all on here, man.
A lot of love in here, man.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of love in here.
All
man.
My hustlers and money makers, man. If you get into it, holler at me. You know what I'm talking about? Facebook, y'all see it. Dollars over everything. Let's get it.
All day. And everybody on the social media, man, Rhythmics Radio, make sure you follow us. Conversations on the Rocks. Subscribe to the YouTube. We always got giveaways, a whole bunch of stuff going on IG page. So make sure y'all tap in with the gang. And we're going to get right into this word, some ice real quick. And I felt like it was very fitting to something Doe said earlier. And I actually got this one, another one from one of my favorite podcasts, Earn Your Leisure. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of business game, financial literacy, so I get a lot of gems from them. But this one actually is document your journey, because eventually people will pay you for your failures. So I'm going to say that one more time for everybody in the back. And that kind of like something Doe said earlier kind of made me want to say this one, because it's like, why not? He said earlier he was planting a seed and it was building on it and it was letting it grow. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything we did in our, you know what I'm saying, all the experiences, events, you know what I'm saying, all them ideas when we was younger, all them things that we went through, really, a lot of people will pay us for that. So I'm going to say this one more time. Document your journey, because eventually people will pay you for your failures. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I love that one.
I like that.
What you got over there, Lowe?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? We legal.
Shout out to Dank of America. Shout out to Dank of America.
Shout out to Dank of America, man.
Can't wait, man. You might want to come around for that one. They coming back. Hopefully, you seen everybody.
A couple weeks and shit. Shout out to Dank of America, man.
I was going to do a little get close for those, but I'm actually holding on to that because I wanted to ask you fellas something, because like I said last week, I didn't get to say a lot. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get too much wordy.
Say a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Tish, your sister.
Yeah, shout out to you them. So, Doe and Ice, I was watching a podcast like ours, not like ours, because we're more subtle, well put together.
All day.
This was probably a little bit more ignorant. The lady on there, she said that she was dating this guy for a while. He had put her into a loft apartment, bought her a car, bought her Birkin bags, you know what I'm saying, had a living life, you know, upgraded or whatever like that. Okay. They broke up. She said that they broke up on good terms. He didn't cheat. She didn't cheat. No, nothing like that. She said before he left, just wanted him to know, because you upgraded me, You need to continue to pay for this loft apartment. Yeah, to pay for the car. Still buy the Birkin bags until I can get my life together. Okay, hold on. Cause I didn't get to say anything, right? I'm with Doe all the way. You know what I'm saying? Doe's lucky. He's married too. Shout out to D. I already know. I know what it is. For niggas like myself, bitch, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Why would I still pay for that? Now, there were some other people in the building, which were some females, and they was like, yeah, because, you know, he's hitting it. He's getting the pussy. Like, of course he would pay for that, right?
She
like,
didn't take advantage of her opportunity.
Right. At all.
He putting on for you that long, and you ain't put yourself in position? Right. You
like you need hey, it. Yeah.
Honestly, what made me mad is that she actually looked, you know, somebody there in the face and was like, he should pay. For what? Second of all, you're a bum ass bitch, right? Yeah. You're a bum bitch, yeah. Right? All the way, right? Like you, who the fuck says that? Like who just woke up? Like you know what, girl? I think he's just still. Because then when you get in that new relationship, he's supposed to be in this motherfucker's back,
right?
Is he supposed to be in this car? Cause he in my mind, I'm thinking you should be picking me up from work and dropping me off. And if I happen to be in the neighborhood, I can crash, eat all type of food, and go and come as I please, right? Cause I'm paying for that. But I also blame the nigga for doing that same shit as well too. Cause if you still paying for, you a dumbass. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But you know.
Oh yeah, of course he's. But you know what? Right? Like that's how she feels.
Of course, I feel like nah. Like if I was doing any of that, nah. Like it's over if we done. You know what I'm saying? Any of that. But I got to thinking about as you were just talking. Now he might just have some fuck you money. Is like, and maybe also probably can't get a joint. You know what I'm saying? So he like. Maybe but he broke it off
with her. If he broke it off with her after he was doing all of that and he still wasn't satisfied, then what was the point if he broke it off and I'm still paying? Like,
what?
Yeah, fuck, I'm gonna do this. My fun for my next gym.
One thing you know, I will say,
that's what I'm saying.
That it's a different game.
I
mean, out
if he's tricking, then that he might have a tricking budget.
It's a different game.
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you know, maybe if he's still hitting it, getting his dick sucked every now and then. I mean, I guess it's okay. But I mean, me personally, like, bitch, you don't get the fuck out of my face. See, first off, ladies, I want to let y'all know if I start tricking like that, I bought you a motherfucking Hyundai Odyssey. Guaranteed. Gotcha. I damn sure bought you that. Okay. I bought you a studio apartment that came with that 6-month agreement. In the Birkin bag. Yeah, they knockoffs. They are definitely knockoffs. Two bars.
Get
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you get close with those. So when you be like, yeah, bitch, ball out that I'll see if you want to. And it's agreement. Yeah, come on,
it's
man.
Wild out here. It's wild out here. But hey, man, it's some people going for it.
Ain't
so,
none of my
the whole time we laughing at her. Some niggas are doing.
Yeah, ain't none of my homegirls going for that.
Though. Not nobody I know. Like,
all
know,
of my homegirls is going. Even if they was in that situation, they gonna use that time to boss up.
Right.
So then there's like, all right, when home trying to pull the rug from underneath me, I'm up because I was hustling. Because
nobody wants to hear. Oh, remember when I was taking care of your little bum ass and shit? Nobody wants to hear that, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, your dusty ass. I was paying for this and that. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
But I mean, she just made me mad that she even said that. Like she was on national. Like this was a nice broadcast. Like they had like
somebody's
over
out
10
here doing it, man.
Yeah,
somebody's out here.
It's
doing
always
it.
A sucker.
But you got
ladies. None of us that y'all see on this motherfucker panel right now. Okay, like do not even come this way. And then it's like at first she was looking cute when she was talking until she said that. I was like that bitch ugly as fuck. God damn.
All that for that.
Oh,
hey,
that?
But to each his own though. If she got that off, salute to
all
her
that,
for real.
Right, yeah.
For real, for when the more I think about it.
If she's my sister
I'm
or
like,
somebody.
Salute to her. I mean, he's just a good
auntie. If that's auntie and shit, you know what I'm saying?
If I don't know neither one of them from Sam, I'm looking at her like, yo, salute.
Oh, yeah,
and you a simp, but salute to you. You won.
Yeah, he a sucker.
She a hustler.
Exactly.
And that nigga cannot hang with us.
No. And with that said, man, shout out to Rhythmics Radio. Hey, every Monday nights, 8 p.m., we here. Make sure you tap in with the gang, the COTR gang. Shout out to Tish. She on vacation, man. But, hey, man, we almost out of here. And we'll be back next week.
You
I think it's going to be the three of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all three of us
be
should
full,
be back.
Full roster. And we always here to start your day off. You know what I'm saying? Right. And start the week off right, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out everybody in the IG, man. Y'all in there cracking up, man.
And shout out to Doe, I
shout
guess.
Shout out to Doe. You
yeah,
know
man.
What I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in
Mr.
with him.
Dollars
if you need any cleaning or trucking needs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or if you need them to spit a verse. We didn't even get into that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, we ghostwriting, we doing all of that, man. Whatever you need, man.
You're here, man. You know how to get in contact with.
Hey, next time you come back, man, you got to come through here and battle two bars right quick, you know.
And for anybody who missed, you know what I'm saying, tapped in late, man, we're going to post this back on the IG, you already know. But yeah, as always, man, have your conversations on the rocks, baby.
You already know.
Hey.